Hi, everyone, and welcome back to BS Reactor, where we get our friends to talk to us about stuff we couldn't find other people in our lives to chat with us about. This is another one of the Ranting with Malik episodes, so prepare yourself for one of our signature, open-ended conversations that we somewhat try to keep on the rails. As always, we use spoilers and profanity to get our ideas across. So if you're not into that kind of thing, tap stop before the music ends. And if you're looking for a movie review, don't worry. We'll be back to those before you know it. Also, thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Why couldn't the hot pepper try archery? He didn't habanero.
Oh!
Okay, here, let me get a smart one.
None of these are smart.
All right, here we go. How do you get a straight A with a ruler? Shaking it. Bounce.
Pat, you make me want to kill you. Stop.
All right, what's your next question here?
All right, guys. That was a good little circulation and followed by a bunch of jokes out of Pat's dipshit
what
book.
What does a thesaurus eat for breakfast? A cinnamon roll.
Pat, you need to stop, dude. You're going to make me shit myself. Please stop. I really had to go to the bathroom and you're pissing me the fuck off. I'm losing the strength to hold in my fucking shit. You need to chill out.
Do you want to take a quick break?
No, we're fine.
I literally just had an image in my head of him sitting there looking at me angry and just...
This one's for you.
I'm not trying to be fucked up, but I knew it was because the first one he did, I farted a little bit. I was like, oh, god damn it.
Oh, god, I'm going to pee myself.
I'm like, oh, no, okay. All right. We're going to the next question, guys.
Only Jasmine was here. She would have punched me in the face. Ooh, you should have done that.
Now we got shit smell in the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Take control of the show, Isaac, damn it.
I'm in control, bitch. It's my episode. Give me the joke book.
No.
Then stop reading it.
This is my Bible.
That's blasphemous.
And then Ezekiel said to the people,
Yeah,
Ezekiel be dragging these nuts across your face.
So something that I really noticed about movies is there are a good number of actors that I really fucking hate. And so my question is, what actor do you really just hate? And when I say hate, I mean like you could be watching a movie, not know they're in it, and then they pop up on the screen. You're in the theater. You paid your $14 and you just leave. Like, you're like, fuck this. Or you look at it. They're the main character. You're like, fuck that. I'm not watching that bullshit. This dude fucking sucks. Who is that actor for you?
Isaac?
Yeah, go ahead,
I was going to say, so...
You know who mine is.
Yeah, so,
and
I mean...
You know who mine is.
I've had this thing a while. And granted, to get a consistent job in Hollywood, I'm sure you have to be a decent person or at least fun to work with. Like, I want to preface it by this.
Or willing to suck as much dick as possible.
Sure, right? Yeah, like, he probably has some sort of in or whatever. Pat knows what I'm going to go for. So, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah!
The one guy... in Hollywood that everyone universally says is a good guy and has shown many times, I was like, I hate that motherfucker.
Every interview, he's just like the world's most boring boomer. And I'm like, whatever. And the stupid thing is, I've seen most of his movies over the years, but he always plays horrible renditions of whatever. Like, he did an entire movie pretending to be neurodivergent. Everyone's like, awards, let's give him all the awards or whatever. That would be super offensive if Forrest Gump came out today.
Yeah,
that's kind of right. Yeah. Now, remember, Isaac's talking about the 2-time Academy Award winner, Tom Hanks.
I'm not saying he's...
who talks about how he can't act.
I think it would be a lot more offensive if it came out today. today, but I bet I bet you it'd be two times as successful.
Maybe. Well, I'll put this as a caveat to this. There was a remake, like a Bollywood remake of Forrest Gump that came out in India
Fuck was this?
Last year.
Bro, I gotta watch this.
Why did we not watch this, Isaac?
I sent you the trailer.
Oh, you you did.
Okay. No, it bombed so hard that the major actor like refused to take his money just so the studio wouldn't have to close down.
No, we gotta get that over here. No, we gotta get that in America, bro.
I'll find the trailer
for
you.
Bro, we'll bring that shit alive. We'll get them their money.
Forrest Gump is an obvious example of this, but like, let's look at the movie Big, for example.
Jenny. That movie was so fucking stupid.
Oh, Jenny.
So
like, that's the third person on the list.
This is one of like his earlier movies or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He signed on like his first big movie or whatever, but the movie is about a kid who transforms into an adult
using a fucking genie machine at a fucking carnival,
which is like an interesting little family comedy premise or whatever, but he fucks a lady he meets on the other side. So like, this movie is kind of turning this poor woman who just thought she was fucking some kind of weird neurodivergent guy, but no, like, she's fucking a kid. Yeah. Like, they turned her into a pedophile.
It would have been so bad if she didn't, after he turned back into a kid, was still like, oh, let me come get you a kid stuff.
Like,
so
that's like all this romantic movie, and she's like, call me in like 15 years or something.
Yeah. Like, I can forgive everything that she did with him when he was an adult.
Yeah,
it's not her fault.
It's not her
really.
Fault. Because you can say, no, it's not her
fault. But the scriptwriters, it's their fault.
Bro,
yeah.
she was like, you're a kid? Yeah. Damn. But all right, hit me up in a bit. That's like a guy going, ah, damn, she's 15. Hit me in 3 years. And then disappears until 3 years later. Like, it's literally the same shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it makes sense in the 80s.
That's in the 80s. Everything made sense. It's the 80s.
All right. Tom Hanks.
Also, You've Got Mail. He gaslights this lady for forever, right? And it's based on a movie from the 40s that...
Gaslight.
Yeah. Well, it was based on Chopper on the Corner, which was a Jimmy Stewart movie. Yep. They were in Hungary, and it's not that bad. Like, he didn't realize until, like, the very end that he was corresponding with this lady that he had met in the thing. Spoilers for a movie that's, like, 80 years old. But, yeah, in You've Got Mail, he knows from the get-go.
Yeah, it's like almost the first, like, 10, 15, 20 minutes he finds out.
He is turning this woman's life into like a house of lies as he's trying to take over her business
and trying to use what he learned from her through the email that she didn't know she was sending to him to use in real life when he's talking to her to get with her. Hey, but Dave Chappelle's in it.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch this movie.
Yeah. Okay. Dave Chappelle's the sassy black friend.
Yeah. Of course, that's kind of his role in most of the movies.
At the beginning, But you think about it, that was horrible, like his.
But yeah, like his entire body of work, there's like something horribly wrong with that. Like his later stuff, whatever, as a journalist or something, like it's less, whatever. Mm. But like Terminal, he's playing a person who's foreign, but really he's just playing Forrest Gump, but kind of Eastern European.
I've seen clips of that fucking movie.
And I was like, God damn it. This is like,
that nigga is not aging that fast.
No, he's not. He's a vampire for sure.
All right. Someone sucks blood. All right.
Yeah.
So,
obviously, I don't actually think he's a vampire or evil or whatever. But like, every time a Tom Hanks movie comes out, it's like, oh, who's he going to make fun of this time for the yucks?
Okay. I see why you don't like him.
My actual answer would be a reference to a cameo that happened in Home Alone 2. That motherfucker shows up again.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
It's like I'm walking out.
Wait a minute.
He was also a little rascal.
Also like some political shit.
He was also a little rascal. I was like, oh, okay.
So anyway, Tom Hanks.
Pat, who you got?
Sean motherfucking Penn.
You know, during the game, you brought this up a little bit. I'm kind of curious which direction you're going.
So I almost stopped watching it during the game, but I kept watching it was because I knew we were going to talk about it. I can't stand Sean Penn, not because, I'll tell you right now, this motherfucker's a great actor. Sean Penn is a great motherfucking actor.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I don't think he's a great actor at all.
He deserves all the accolades of actor. It's more on his personal level, where it started where he is one of those stereotypical people that was just stereotypical Hollywood elite who like to talk down upon people and tell them how they need to live their lives and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And doing all this, which is, okay, whatever, a lot of actors do that. But then he compounds it with doing shit like, I don't know, during Hurricane Katrina, going down and walking through the fucking knife ward with a shotgun like I'm patrolling the city, like I like the government told me, Sean Penn, that I could go down and start shooting motherfuckers.
I was the best person for this role that I assigned myself.
I was the best, like he said, I'm gonna help these people by walking down with a shotgun to help people. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The hubris you have to think that you are better than the cops, the federal government. I mean, it wasn't hard to be better than them at that time, but The fact is, you think you're better than them enough that you have to go, and you're the only one who can go save it. Kind of like Batman, where Bruce Wayne
thinks... it's like Batman and a wife beater.
Bruce Wayne thinking he's the only one who can save Gotham. So instead of doing other stuff he can do, he's like, I have to go out and punch people in the face because I'm the only one who can save Gotham. That's kind of the same way that he was during that shit. And then, this motherfucker, years later, he goes and fucking interviews El Chapo.
Really?
Yes. You don't remember that?
What the fuck?
Yes.
No, I don't remember that.
He was the only person to give an interview with El Chapo after this motherfucker escaped from prison.
Jesus.
Look it up. He did El Chapo. He went against the State Department, who told people not to go to Mexico, FBI and shit, who's trying to get him. He goes, I'm going to do it, because people need to know what's going on. And but I'm like, you ain't a journalist. You didn't go to no journalism school. You ain't working for no network.
You're just some random celebrity.
You're just basically some rich guy who's like, I'm going to go fight El Chapo. And then he's like, he's not that bad of a guy. I'm like, motherfucker, El Chapo was chopped. They're calling El Chapo for a reason, motherfuckers.
It's a miracle that he didn't kill him. You
know he doesn't want to kill him because he's a famous actor. So he was like, I'm going to do that. Still, it's like, come on, man. The fact is that he has such hubris to think that he's more important than the stuff that he's trying to fight for. Because he fights for a lot of good stuff, but the fact that he does it makes me not want that stuff to do well. Like, he fights a lot for, like, race stuff during Ferguson stuff and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
He made me not like black people. He's like, no, maybe the cops are right. Maybe they should be beating more black people. You know? Like, when he was against it, I was like, no, Sean Penn's for it. Maybe they should. No, maybe black people aren't getting beaten enough. No, motherfucker, just he made me. And then, like I said, when we when we saw the game and I saw that he was in it, I was like... I actually got a gutter, like my stomach actually clenched and I was going to get angry. I was like, I'm going to turn this motherfucking shit off right now. But I was like, nope. I got to watch it for the podcast. And you notice I barely said anything about him too.
Yeah. I mean, you said that he was a motherfucker and I was like, knowing just a little bit of that. Yeah. Oh, for sure. He is. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, he is a good actor. So he was great in Milk. He was great in Gone Baby Gone. Is that movie?
I think so. Yeah.
He was in that movie. Was he?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mystic River. Shit like that. He can act his ass off. But yeah, well, I Am like, Sam.
Kind of like a...
Or Sam, like, I Am Sam. Yeah, I Am Sam.
Like a more recent movie that came out when the Flash movie came out. Yeah. Like Ezra Miller was in the news for being a groomer.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I can see this movie. Like,
I haven't seen it. I haven't watched it. And the Flash is my third favorite superhero.
Right? Yeah.
I wear Flash shit all the time. And everyone was like... And my whole life I've been waiting for a Flash movie. And he was in it. And it has my favorite Batman. Or second favorite Batman in it. Keaton. Oh,
you guys know they're making an I Am Legend 2?
Yes.
And Will Smith needs money. But
hang on real quick. I just looked up the synopsis. It's supposed to be following the alternate ending.
Yes.
That's the one where he gave it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's two endings. One, he blows himself up with a fucking grenade.
Yeah.
And another one where he gives the chick back after curing her of her fucking zombie affliction or whatever. Yeah. Which one's the alternate?
That one.
Yeah.
The second one, right?
The theatrical one is he kills himself, even though as I was watching the movie, I'm like, why don't you just get in that thing with them?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you get into that? There's enough room to him.
I'm not gonna
that.
Lie, bro. You could just, hell, if you could blow that up and they're not out that fast when you blow that shit up, you would have been fine to throw the grenade and then jump in the fucking chute.
Yeah, he could.
Or you could have gotten the chute and then thrown the grenade. They weren't getting through that glass that fast.
And guess what? I love the first I Am Legend. That scene where he had to kill his dog. Oh. All right.
We're not talking about I Am Legend anymore. Okay, stop, because that made me sad.
Yeah. So what's your celebrity anti-crush?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's because... Okay.
That nigga can't act.
Ouch.
I don't Shots mind him as a fired. Person. I don't mind him, like, what he does and, like, any other personal shit. Y'all don't like hubris and, like, it making fun of other people. I don't give a fuck if he does that. This nigga can't act. Every movie I see him in, I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Jesus goddamn Christ, it's Michael B. Jordan. The only thing I saw that he was in that I didn't even know he was in was Hardball.
Oh, wow.
How do you remember that one?
That movie starring Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Where Keanu Reeves was, damn it, I know this. But Keanu Reeves was a guy who went into the inner city to be the coach of
a bunch of little black kids.
Get kids. Based on a true story, I believe.
But I saw so much shit. Like, I think.
Yeah, he's having a moment, right now.
He had his own personal shit. I'm not worried about that. I'm him as an actor. Fucking, your acting sucks ass. I can't fucking do it.
Even as Killmonger?
That was the one that really pissed me the fuck off.
Why?
That shit was lame as fuck, dude.
Really?
Yeah, man, because they're all about, like, they're the best people, right? Because they got Wakanda and shit and the vibranium, and they're like, we're better than everybody else. This motherfucker was like, I hate white people because they're fucking white and they're colonizers and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
that's more of a Disney thing.
But here's my thing. No, but it's how they portrayed him. It's how they had him play the act to play that. And I'm like, damn, you could really really internalize that hate a little bit better, buddy. Like, this is kind of shitty. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to lie. And it just wasn't fucking good, man. Whoever directed that shit probably misled him real bad, but that shit sucked ass.
Have you?
When he was doing the fight with T'Challa and he's like, I'm the king now. I'm like, look like a bitch. Like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. And then he does the whole Black Panther thing. I'm like, dude, this is
so like the
lame.
Most universally adored Marvel movie.
Yes.
Oh, dude. Wakanda.
And villain.
Look, Black Panther and Wakanda Forever were boring as shit. I would watch Avengers. I would watch the entire Avengers series again for the first time before I watch any Black Panther shit again.
Huh.
Like, I've seen those because my family were like, let's go see it. Let's go see it. I'm like, why? And they're like, because we're black. I'm like, all right, fine. So we went and saw the movies. And they're like, Malik, you like it? I'm like, not really. What was wrong with it? It was boring. I'm like, good movie, boring.
Wakanda Forever was.
And people.
The sequel was.
Dude, my
weak.
Old roommates got mad at right. me. They were like, how can a movie be boring and still be good? I'm like, because it's a good movie. It was just boring. I can think both sides of the coin. Like,
hey, Dances with Wolves was a good movie, but that shit was boring.
No, like, you can't have both. I just said I did. So.
Yeah.
But that role right there solidified it. I was like, oh.
Titanic was a decent movie.
You are a bad fucking actor. Oh, and then the nigga will find any excuse to take his shirt off.
If I look like him, I would never wear a shirt.
But I don't blame him. I don't blame him because I am also black and I love not wearing my fucking shirt. When I get home, I can't wait to take my fucking shirt off. I wear my tank top because I'm doing shit in my workshop, so dude, I don't want dust all over my titties.
Have you seen Jason Statham take his shirt off?
No, I don't really want to either.
You should see him take his shirt off.
I don't want to.
He has the type of muscle that I want. I don't want to be big like The Rock. I don't want to be big like...
Yeah, because that's
you want, you want lean muscle.
I take off...
Lean, defined muscles.
Look at Jason Statham.
Yeah, Jason
shirt
Statham
off.
Is also like a, what, like a four-time black belt in three different martial arts or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
The dude's a fucking monster.
But just think about that. I want to be like him though. If I was like Jason Statham, I'd never wear a shirt.
Real quick, ultimately, I don't like Michael B. Jordan. Everybody, he's fucking
enough.
Boring as shit.
I don't
shit.
Know. I don't really see him as a bad actor. Like, he's fine.
Oh, he's supposed
know.
To be in that I Am Legend too. By the way.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I liked him in Creed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought it was fine.
I don't think. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna be
a little fucked up here. I don't think it's hard to act in a boxing movie. A lot of that is like certain scenes and then you're training.
Sure, right.
Yeah, you're kind of.
I mean, you
of,
see the guy you know. Sitting at the piano moving his fingers. I mean, it's not that hard, right?
No, that's not what I mean. Like, it's different if they're like, all right, go train boxing for like 9 months and then come back and we'll shoot this movie. And when we start the camera, don't get knocked the fuck out immediately because we need to get the footage. Let him beat the shit out of you a lot. That's not what I'm saying. Like, it's choreographed. It's like learning a fucking dance. Like, if you're doing a choreograph of a boxing match and then you get knocked the fuck out, you missed a step because all you got to do is follow the steps. But if you're in an actual boxing match, it's completely different. So I would say boxing movies is like fucking Footloose. So if a motherfucker missed a dance, he probably fell over. They were like, all right, run it again. Everyone, step one. You get what I mean? Like, kind of like that.
Footloose, Creed, Finesse Together.
No.
Slap Us Together. Yeah.
See, you guys are missing it. I'm making the comparison.
I'm not slapping them together.
Because I've never seen Footloose either.
I'll tell you what. Being an RRR, that must be hard as hell. Especially when it was that damn dance scene at the end where they're like, yeah, no.
All right.
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Good, yeah. Hey, it's your opinion, so.
Yeah. So what'd you think of RRR?
That was great.
I love that movie. I gotta watch that shit again.
Yeah. You need to find Fighter.
Or, what's that, like four or five hours?
3 hours. Some,
yeah, it feels long.
Dude, it feels like 4 hours. It does. I would watch the movie over and over again. That movie's really good.
Dude, yeah. If you guys are into Indian movies, I got a list for
if they're
you.
Like that, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm
there. Fighter. We need Fighter.
Which one's Fighter?
One that Isaac and I went
Indian
to go see.
Indian Top Gun.
It's basically Indian Top Gun.
Were they like drifting? Were they hard drifting planes through mountains or something?
That's not that far off.
They kind of did like flipping of planes, kind of.
Uh-huh. So yeah, we saw that instead of going doing like a screens on same thing as I wanted.
What
did
y'all tell me?
Because you were at work.
Yeah,
it's on like a Monday.
We saw it. Yeah.
Oh, you fuckers!
Sorry, but yeah, there was another one this last week, like another screens on same. I was like, okay, this seems boring or whatever. So like, what else we got? There is another movie with the same plot as that out right now called Operation Valentine.
Yeah,
It's the exact same fucking movie, but it's produced by Sony. Look it up.
So Sony just ripped off the movie?
No, I think they were in production at the same time.
Oh, and they released it first?
Yeah, the one we saw was in production before that one, so they just released it
Is it like Dante's Peak? Volcano?
Yeah, it's like that.
Or like Ants in a Bug's Life or whatever.
It's like that fucking movie I was telling y'all about. Korean zombie movie. They whitewashed it and remade it a year later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, this shit pissed me the fuck off. I watched that movie. I was like, this is a good fucking movie. And then literally I saw that. I was like, did y'all just rip off? Y'all didn't even change the title.
you gotta love that.
That movie's good. Like, I will link that. That's a great movie. Uh-huh.
It's the exact same fucking movie. Let me
see. I want to see.
It's like, oh, Air Force or whatever.
The Indian Air Force.
Nice.
Same conflict.
Same conflict too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway. Yeah, so Michael B. Jordan's your...
But would they be dancing though like that?
Yeah.
Well, of course they'd be dancing like that.
And they could add so many other niggas in goddamn the Marvel Cinematic Universe and they pick his fucking ass.
Who would you have cast?
For Killmonger?
Yeah.
Fucking Michael Jai White.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why he would have been good, but he couldn't be a cousin, though. You have to change
it. He's like way older.
Yeah, no. No, that's who they should have replaced Chadwick Boseman with, Michael Jai White. He's like, oh my God.
You know what?
And just like, hey, T'Challa.
That would have been funny as fuck. People are like, oh my God.
They'd be like,
it's Michael Jai White.
No, they would have said something the second one in Wakanda Forever. In Monaco. They'd be like, hey, T'Challa. Yeah. Why do you look so much bigger?
No. They're like, T'Challa, what's up? Are you fucking Michael Jai White? And they're like, no.
Don't worry about it.
In the movie, the scene. And he's like, no, I'm T'Challa, son of T'Chaka. And it's like, nah, nigga, you Michael Jai White. No,
my mama says my daddy's name.
And then he comes as Black Dynamite. Ooh, better. Wakanda Forever should have been him as Black Dynamite in the Marvel Universe.
T'Challa. So he kicks the door in.
I threw that shit before I got in. Yeah.
So you can see him fighting Namor. And he's like, oh. And all of a sudden, Namor gets hit in the back of the head. I threw that shit last movie. I threw that. He's like, I threw that back in the very first scene of the movie.
Oh, goddamn. Oh,
I just peed myself.
I would have probably cast some like Michael Jai White. I probably wouldn't. I don't mind Chadwick Boseman, however you say his last name.
Boseman.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't have cast him as Black Panther.
I really, really, really.
Honestly, you could swap them.
I would have loved to see them do Black Panther again. Just remake it with Michael Jai White as Black Dynamite.
Why don't you do it?
I can't do it. I'm not gonna do it as well.
All you gotta do is go to Michael Jai White, be like, look, man, I want you to play Black Panther. And he's like, we already have one. Yeah. But how many of them were Black Dynamite? And then he's like,
let's do this.
I'm listening. All right. So I need you to do that boomerang thing you did on Doc in your movie.
He'd be like, I threw that shit from Black Dynamite movie.
I threw that shit from another film.
They're bumping Suri in the face with a mic.
Dog, you can spoof the shit out of Black Panther, man.
He punches Killmonger in the face on accident. He goes, what? Motherfucker. And then the next scene, Killmonger is a Stanley Tucci. Just make him a Stanley Tucci.
You just remake Black Dynamite and just change all the characters to look like Black Panther characters.
Yep. Like Killmonger, like, because Stanley Tucci. and Mo Bitches would be like Patrick Stewart. But T'Challa.
But T'Challa.
I sell drugs to the community. And then we put Frankie Mermaid in there.
Oh my God.
Why they call him Frankie Mermaid?
Bleak? Swimming in bitches.
So if you had Black Dynamite versus Mermaid, call it Black Mermaid. And it's a movie where he has to stop Black Dynamite, has this freaky mermaid, and they fighting. Freaky Mermaid goes, Black Dynamite, nobody call me freaky mermaid. He's like, nobody call me Black Dynamite. Then he gets it hit back of him with a piece of dynamite and blows up. What's that, motherfucker? And then out of nowhere, some two girls come in and start booty shaking for no reason because it's Black Dynamite.
Hey,
we need to do
that. That literally was one of the questions.
What?
if you had a time machine and infinite money,
okay, so who I got would more you get to write,
direct, or cast a bad movie?
my Black Dynamite versus Frank Meridian.
I'm helping yeah. him. I'm helping him. He's helping me with Black Dynamite meets Black Panther.
So it's Black Mermaid when pimps rule the world. Oh, we go, oh.
Are you trying to put their names together?
Yeah.
Pimpageddon. Yeah. Colon. Ooh,
that's not bad.
Save the community. Gotta get smack up. And then, Breaking Mermaid is trying to bring drugs into the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Black Dynamite doesn't care about pimping. He cares about the drugs. And so what happens is, at the beginning of the movie, he beats Breaking Mermaid, and Breaking Mermaid comes back from the dead.
Hang on. Let's write the script again. We'll read it out. Write that down so you don't forget, damn it. Black Mermaid. Flood of bitches.
Ooh.
Yeah. You want to go into the next question then?
Shit. Yeah. I'm going to exclude that because that was just a solid fucking idea.
That's a solid premise. Get that shit.
All right.
Now I got homework.
On the side of people that we hate, what famous person do you wish was your friend? Could be any famous person alive.
Okay.
I think they can have passed, but it has to be within the last 20 years.
Mm.
I choose Betty White.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Betty White would have been super awesome to kick it with. She probably would have helped me get a lot of play, too. She didn't be like, baby, let me show you how to deal with this little filly over here. Like, oh, really? Thanks, Betty.
Why should she sound like Eddie Murphy as grandma?
Because I'm black and I only know how to do black grandmas. I don't know Betty White voice.
We'll put that on your tombstone. I only know how to do black grandmas.
Nice. Dude, when I was like 14, I used to be so good at impressions. And then I hit puberty and my voice said, nah.
No.
So
I'm
like, no.
I had a new movie. Eddie Murphy and Betty White and Black Grandma. I only know how to do black.
You're making a lot of homework for yourself. You're making a lot of homework for yourself, Pat.
I'm still writing music for the last Fast and Ferocious.
Yeah, you're gonna give out on that, man. I'm about to get on the third on this bitch.
Nah, you the new Stephen King. 6 pages a day, please.
Yeah, he does like, I think he writes 10 pages a day.
No, he says 6. And then there's sometimes I just keep writing. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever, fine, fuck, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, that's his day job, right? Yeah. So like, whatever, yeah.
I try to think to myself. I'm wondering, I'm debating right now, I'm going to be part of the Pussy Posse.
What?
The,
come on.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The one that has Batman. I mean, Batman, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fat man.
The guy from Spider-Man.
Man, yeah. The guy was Topher Grace. What the fuck
starts
is
with F. Frank.
James Franco.
Yeah, James Franco.
Is James Franco in
that? Willem Dafoe? Which Spider-Man?
The original.
Who?
Tobey Maguire. That's it. Yeah, it's him. I think David Blaine.
You get one friend. The rest of those people hate you.
He's saying he's picking one person from the Pussy Posse, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, just pick Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire is cool as
shit. No, he's a dick.
Yeah, but he's cool as shit. He played Spider-Man. He played the cool Spider-Man. The one where he doesn't need web cartridges.
What? The web cartridges?
Yeah. In Spider-Man, in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, he has the webbing embedded into his skin. Like, it's a part of his body.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
And so, the newer ones, they use cartridges, which is technically canon.
Kevin Connolly is in that, too.
Will you pick somebody?
All right. I want to hang out with, come back to me.
All right.
Okay, that's fine.
I got one. So there's this philosopher who is also a sociologist who brands himself as the most dangerous sociologist in the world. His name is Slavoj Žižek.
Okay.
There's one person out there that's going to get that.
Dude, yeah, there's going to be somebody.
The one and, be like, and with, oh, that, I know
with,
him.
With that one person, he's going to be like, I am diehard fan forever.
Right.
So in the algorithm, when they put his name in there, it's going to come up as this episode.
Yeah.
The guys will listen to the whole episode just to hear that one thing.
He's like, they reference my man. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, I sound like fucking what's his name from Goldmember. That was Mike Myers too, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it was him.
I like gold.
Either it's Betty White or it's Michael B. Jordan, so I can be like, yo, man, as your friend, you can't act. You should probably just
take the L and step off or whatever.
How about you just step away for a little bit?
Oh, I know who I'm going
to
hang out with.
Go talk to some of the greats.
Sorry, Isaac, go with your...
He already said...
Yeah, he said sociology guy, but he didn't say why.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
I said Betty White, and that was it.
He said because she would give you some bitches.
I think she'd be able to give me a lot of bitches, but it'd also be really nice. You think she knows how to crochet?
I'm pretty sure. She was born
in
the
20s. Man, it would have been nice to sit with her and just crochet. Because I'm learning how to crochet right now. That would be nice. Just be like,
my son's
so
learning
Betty,
how to crochet.
Tell me about
too.
Your sexual exploits of the 1940s.
Dude.
And she'd be like, I got so much dick, baby. I'm like, yeah, I bet you did.
Young Betty White was hot
as fuck. You got any of your old pictures that I can have that I can maybe keep?
Put on the back of my wife's
maybe,
head.
You put it on the back of my wife's head, give me my wallet. You know, people be like, who's that? Oh, that's my ex-girlfriend. Be like, why you got a black and white picture of some white lady? Don't you ever fucking disrespect Betty White. I'll beat the fucking shit out of you.
Don't worry about it. Like, it'd be messed up if you're having sex with Betty White and she goes, you go, who is this? Who is this? She goes, not yours. You're like, damn.
Dude. Oh, she was like, what, 99. She's at 99 and she's like,
dude. And it's Betty White. She could say it. She would say that.
She'd be like, you ain't doing it. I'm like, did you do it? She's like, I can't move, remember? I'm like, fuck, damn it. Why couldn't you find me 5 years ago, man?
Aside from a random ass Slovenian philosopher, which I can't even describe his theories with everyone's brain hurting. I mean, I would love to be in a lecture hall with this one, but like even trying to explain subjectivism in a concise way would be insane.
Isaac, you probably have like five people in there.
Yeah, again, that one guy's like, oh my God, yes, I know what you speak of.
I've seen the lecture. I was in the hall. Did you see me? Right. I was like, Isaac. Isaac, it's
look,
me.
Look, like, of course me. I saw
remember
you.
Remember me?
Of course, sorry. There's only four people look, in that whole damn thing.
Oh, no. He's super popular. He actually ran for president in this country.
Nice.
It win, but you know.
Notice me, senpai.
Like, I don't know. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. I think that'd be a good friend
RZA?
To have.
Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
He's connected. You can make music together. What's weird is I think it'd be fun.
There's no rapper I want to be friends with. Before.
He isn't just a rapper, though.
No. But I was about to say, well, that's what I know him as. But like, if I was like 15 or something, I would have said like Ice Cube. And then I would have had to think about it. But like, I don't think you'd be a good friend.
Actually, I bet Ice Cube's kind of boring.
I think he's boring. Like, there's nothing wrong with boring.
Well, he's like 70 now.
But, well, this would be about 13 years back. But he'd just be like, just sitting on the couch watching like MTV or some shit. Just, you want to do something? You want to smoke? No.
I don't smoke.
You can if you want to. Okay, I'm going to smoke. And then he smokes and he's just even more. I think it kind of be like that with a lot of rappers.
Why don't you just say you want to be friends with Craig from Friday?
Because I don't want to be fucking friends with Craig from Friday.
Because he's always getting fired on his day off.
Exactly. How you get caught? How you get caught stealing boxes on your day off?
Definitely don't want to be friends with Smokey.
Nah, I'd be friends with Smokey. Smokey seems like a good friend. He just has a drug addiction.
Encyclopedically, so
you have
like,
not seen Friday?
I've seen Friday, but it was like forever ago.
We should watch that. We should do Friday. Yeah, we should do that.
I like Friday. Friday,
I figure it out.
Bye, Felicia. That's why that's why I fell in love with like Two Live Crew as a group.
Okay, I do know
Hoochie Mama is my shit. Ain't nothing but a Hoochie Mama. Humpback, Hoochie Mama.
Banned in the USA. I was banned in the USA. I was
pop that pussy.
I want to be friends with, I was gonna say The Rock, but I couldn't stick up with him because after like the second hour of being in the gym, I'm like, can we do something else?
Yeah,
he'd be like, sure, just inject the syringe into my ass.
I'm just like, I mean, I love all the free stuff I'll be getting with him, but I was like, I just can't. Then I was thinking, I want to be like with Lil Wayne or someone like that. But once again, he's a rapper and he's gonna smoke and shit. I don't do that. And I was like,
Lil Wayne would be not that bad of a friend though. I think he'd be more considerate.
He'd be awesome.
He'd just be drinking and smoking a lot.
I'm like, man, I can't be doing all the time. I gotta do something.
Yeah. And then I was like, thinking, with someone like you could just chill with and chat.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He'd be willing to talk to you though.
He'd
still be into the conversation.
Yeah. You can talk about other stuff that isn't just stereotypically considered black. He will talk to you about it.
Yeah. And I think if you were friends with The Rock, he'd be like, you need to lose weight and get big or we can't be friends.
Probably.
And then he'd proceed to call you fat for like the next 8 months.
It'd be like the world's fastest friendship to end. Yeah.
And then he'd just be like, where are you doing? Iron Paradise. Where you at? Iron Paradise. Let's go back. Iron Paradise. But Iron Paradise.
I'm on set filming a new movie. Like,
you ask him like 5 minutes later, I ran to the set. Can you smell?
I ate 20 eggs like Gaston.
I ate like half a cow.
Literally threw them up and just...
I ate half a cow. And then
now I have to pay this farmer because I attacked it in the middle of a field.
The cow won't stop looking at me.
So I just punched it and it knocked his head off. I pushed it and his head vaporized.
I screamed woo.
I gotta get started on these animations, man. I got to, because that was just that put the funniest fucking thing in my head.
The Rock
just
punching
just like imagine the Rock all huge and he's just going like feral on a fucking cow and he just and the cow's like looking at him and he just goes and his head just fucking disappears, just One Punch Man style, just splatters. And you're just like,
it just turns into mist because he hit him so hard.
Look, it's gonna be called, the episode's gonna be called Your Best Friend for a Day. It's gonna be me with Betty White, and we're sitting on a porch just crocheting and rocking chairs. I in a lecture hall and with some dude like, notice me. And the lecturer's like, can you quiet down, please? No.
And then this picture of me.
It's just Pat on the side of a fucking pasture behind the fence.
Looking at the rock. The rock's like this, punching somebody.
The fence has been destroyed. And the cow is being fucking eaten alive.
I'm right next to the rock like this, like. Oh. And then the rock just like punched him.
Pat's just looking on in horror. Just,
I have a bunch of like horse brains on me for him punching the horse or punching the
he killed
cow.
He killed the farmhand and then he ate the cow. And we're just like, and little Pat's just there, and it just slow zooms into like the horror on his face, and then like that's it, that's the episode. Then it that's just cuts it, yeah. back, cuts back to me and Betty White on the chair, and then credits. I'm just like. Mm.
But in real life, I bet the first action would be probably Conan O'Brien, because me and him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he likes to go places, and he'll take me a lot of places. He has to travel. But then at the same time, he's like, you know, he won't go out to no club or nothing. I don't have to worry about doing nothing really crazy with him.
Be willing to, like, let you chill on the set with him when they're not filming.
Hell yeah.
Hell. All right, so look at it this way. Cut back to my animation.
If I can make a good joke,
it's zooming in on your mm-hmm. horror, and then it just cuts to you on Conan's couch. Be like, so Conan, how you doing today?
Still covered in cow.
He's like, you got a little something on you. Yeah, I was hanging out with The Rock earlier, not dealing with that guy anymore.
You see with Conan though, like if I'm hanging out with someone that's way more attractive than I am and like he's the cool mm-hmm. one, I'm fine with that, whatever. I know what I look like. Mm-hmm. But with Conan, I feel like attractiveness wise we're kind of in the same level, but he's cool for different reasons, and I don't know if he's I can keep up with that.
He's got charisma.
Well, you know what I mean? That a lot of people come up to him and meet him. He's really nice to people. He's a dick, but he's a fun dick.
Which is like the brand that I lean into, right?
You know, he's gonna be a good friend. He treats his workers.
His staff keeps coming back.
Yeah, his staff's been with him like, these people on his staff have been in for like 20 plus years.
It's weird because you meet certain celebrities and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, you're gonna be nice. And they're a fucking piece of shit. Mm-hmm. And then ones you think are gonna be a piece of shit are really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys feel about them, but I was watching a short. Someone made like a YouTube uh-huh. short or mm-hmm. something, or a video where they met like in fucking mm-hmm. New York, and he's just fly fishing. He's just fishing, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, are you recording me? And he's like, yeah, I am. It's my right. And he's like, no, that's fine. I was just curious. Like, uh-huh. he's like, what are you doing? I'm just fishing. He's like, what are you fishing for? I'm just fish. Like, yeah, I fly fish. Da, da, da. And he just starts going into like his hobby and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, I've just videotaped just for my followers. He's like, how many followers you got? And he's like, this many. He's like, wow, that's amazing. And he's just a really generous person Nerd. Right there. And I'm like,
totally
I was expecting you to be completely different because it's just one of those things. Like, either you think they're going to be nice and they're a piece of shit, yeah, and they're really fucking anywhere. Nice. It just never dawned on me that, yeah. like, oh, there's a lot of celebrities who just want to be people. Like, yeah. they just needed their money and they managed to get a career as a celebrity. Well, and then they're still that same person.
Was it the guy who played Lucius Malfoy? Mm-hmm. He also was in Patriot and other stuff. That actor, he's always playing, like, a lot of villains.
Yeah.
And he's really good at it. But he's, like, such a nice dude.
Yeah, like, he would just hang out with the rest of the kids on yeah. the set.
But he always, with Tom Felton, would be like, yeah, he was so nice to me. I feel like one time he actually hit me when we were doing one of the things. He was just so sorry. He goes, I'm sorry. He was baby me. He taught me stuff. He was just like, you're just a nice guy. But you're like, you look at him like, I want that motherfucker. When I saw right? Patriot, yeah. I was like, that motherfucker needs to die. He was so good. But Conan, though, he obviously is a good person because he literally has people from 20 plus years on his staff.
Hey, look, yeah. that's why I don't like Ellen.
Oh, God. Like, I used to love Ellen, but then
she
treats
fucking the people on her staff and shit like that. I'm like, oh, so you're fucking,
when he got fired, took that buyout from NBC, and he couldn't do nothing for a year, he still paid his staff.
Yeah.
Nice. He didn't have to because they ain't working. Yeah. He still paid. Matter of fact, people are still getting paid right now on his staff who aren't doing nothing, who are on his show, like his podcast now.
Uh-huh.
The people are still getting paid for doing stuff that they probably ain't doing nothing.
What I find weird.
I'm just like,
I keep talking about it, but Betty White seems like an angel.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, I said she was awesome.
But what's crazy is every time I'm like, I'll sit with her, I'm like, this bitch got devil horns. I know it. They're somewhere in there. They're in there. that motherfucker. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, if we're good friends, I bet I could dig him out and we'll still be great. Great friends. She'll have like a halo. Mm-hmm. And when I pull them horns out, that bitch gonna catch on fire and turn black. But she's still got a halo.
The problem I would see me being friends with Conan O'Brien is I'll be too much in awe of him. Somebody's making fun of me. I'll be like, you're right, sir. You're right, Conan. You're so awesome. You want to go kill someone for you, Conan? Okay, I'm
ready. Oh, man, Conan, just give me the gun. Make it untraceable. I got you. Conan, just say less.
Okay, what?
Just say less.
Like, what, me to make love to your wife? Just, okay, I'll
just
do it too.
Just take care of my wife and kid, man. That's all I care about. If you take care of them, I'll do whatever you want. I'll stab 4 children for you. It's okay,
man.
Conan,
I'll do it back. Yo, you want me to take the blame for this crime? Okay, I'll do it all the time, man. Oh, no problem, Conan. Yeah, that'd be a problem. Because I'd be like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Pat would be like, just do this. Don't fuck my wife. And I got you. Say what?
You'd be like, hey, you killed some people. Like, oh, you're going on to your third family? Don't worry. I'll say you're with me. Your wife calls, I'll say you're with me. I don't care. You've been living there. Like, that doesn't matter. You were in my house. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure, like, celebrities, when the camera turns off, they change because, like, I don't talk like this when I'm not on a podcast. It's not even, like, conscious. It's just that voice.
Oh, are we not supposed to do that? I generally speak. I know. Was hard it on my mind.
It'd be hilarious as soon as you turn the camera off, Conan says, camera's off? Yeah. And he starts punching people in the face.
Like, get the fuck out. You're not getting paid.
Who wants to taste my wrath? I am Conan.
Like, don't call me Red Fury for nothing.
Well, takes out the fucking barbarian sword. He fucking starts throwing it at people. Bring it back. Don't take it.
He stands up right at his desk. He's actually 14 feet tall. just like a cricket.
He calls people like, hey, send in Jake. Okay. Jake comes in. Yes, Mr. O'Brien. Stabs him.
He goes, next
person.
Next.
He just brings him in.
What are you doing? Layoffs.
He just
stabbing.
There's a pile of people in his office.
He's like, take those people downstairs. What do we do with them? I don't care.
And then the person who comes in and gets rid of them is who? Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is like, all right, put him in this clear freezer that no one's going to give a shit that I'm carrying dead bodies out of this building in.
Because I'm Tom Hanks. He'll probably help me.
Right? Tom Hanks says one of his major catchphrases from over the years.
I'm Tom
I don't
Hanks.
Know what that is.
Oh, I'm Tom Hanks. Or he screams.
No, his major theme tag is peeing.
He said he's what?
His motto is, hey, I'm Tom Hanks, pee. Every movie, man.
Does he have a catchphrase?
No.
Peeing. I feel like he should, though.
Peeing.
Forrest Gump. That's like the most notable one that I've got. It had to be depending on the movie, but honestly, he could just be like, I'm Tom Hanks. And then people would be like,
well, he doesn't have like an I'll be back kind of thing. I guess he has like
to infinity and beyond.
That's not him.
That is Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is Woody. That's Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's Buzz Lightyear.
Is it? Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear.
I'm going to have to check this because I think I'm right.
If you were doing Woody, it would be, there's a snake in my
I forgot about Toy Story.
Hang on a minute, and I want to check.
Wait, he literally just say me, super knowing only, just useless like, knowledge.
Play the voices in your head.
He's right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know Tim Allen that well. I didn't watch Home Improvement like that.
I used to love Home Improvement. Well, he did get my respect when he narked on all those people to get out of prison for a while.
What?
He's a rat. He's just
a
snitch.
No.
Look up Tim Allen drugs.
Okay.
Tim Allen drugs.
Yeah, look that up.
I will look Fair it enough. Up and then read the headline.
He's like a major runner of drugs in Michigan.
Okay.
Like coke.
Allen was arrested in 1978 at the Kalamazoo Battle Creek International Airport in Michigan with more than a pound of cocaine in his luggage. He served a little more than 2 years behind bars. He was 23. His mugshot followed Allen throughout his career. That's like the main shit.
But the reason why he got 2 years is because
he
ratted on a bunch of people. See, this is so interesting. People who are listening right now, they can hear us.
I know, right?
He provided the names of other dealers in exchange for a sentence of 3 to 7 years instead of a possible life imprisonment.
And then
he's not a rat, everybody. He's a snitch.
Then he became a good comic and then got a show.
Bro.
And now he is a Disney Hall of Famer.
Hang on. If I was on the line for a life sentence and they were like, you better tell. All right, shit, fine, fuck. Nigga, I'm not spending life in prison.
You gonna be what, Tekashi 99?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Whatever
his
name is.
He was just stupid. He made a dumb decision. I'm pretty sure he wasn't as affiliated as they said. He was just near them and knew what the hierarchy was, so he gave the names of the people in the hierarchy.
I don't know a single one of his songs.
Me either. But I know people. I know people who know him and know that they're friends of him and stuff like that. So I'm like, I don't care.
It's like this mumble rap shit.
Oh yeah.
No, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah. Like that's what a lot of it
he
is.
He wants
now.
To be Post Malone, but closer to Riff Raff.
God damn, dude! I remember that guy. Does he still make music?
Riff Raff. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. When your face becomes a canvas, uh-huh. I think you should probably like when go to
like,
some therapy.
When like you dirty, even when you're clean.
Exactly. Uh-huh, yeah. There you go. I'm stealing that. I've been trying to figure out a good way to say shit like that. You know, I'll talk about it later because it might offend some people.
Yeah, like when you look, you can tell like you look dirty, but even though I know you're clean. Because I saw him up pictures of him up in court. I'm like, dude, did he take a shower? I was like, I know Pete clean.
He just like that thin kind of stuck together hair.
Looked like he dyed his hair in Fruit Loops.
Not
rainbow, Fruit Loops. Yeah. Like, uh-huh. That's how fucking weird it is.
A little crunchy. Yeah.
It's gross.
He loved Toucan Sam.
Follow your nose, motherfucker.
That would have been a better fucking name.
Toucan 69.
Toucan at least, because toucans have colorful beaks and feathers.
Yeah.
It would have made more sense. Well, nigga black. Takashi?
Is he black? I think he's like Hispanic. I'm
pretty sure he's black.
Thought he was white.
Let's look it up.
Look it up.
The internet.
This shows is called Internet. What have we seen?
I don't know
internet?
How I'm gonna edit this. I don't
know. Takashi 6ix9ine. His name is Daniel Hernandez.
All right then, I was right.
He's
right.
American.
American.
Hispanics.
He's American. Never mind. There was a what is ethnicity? He is. Okay, they didn't even answer. Okay, he's Mexican, Puerto Rican. Like, it says, what is his ethnicity? And it says, on March 22nd, 2020, Hernandez requested to serve prison at home because he is at higher risk of contracting COVID-19 due to his asthma. And then it was like, oh, by the way, he's Mexican and Puerto Rican. Like,
what does that have to do with that? That has to do with anything. I feel like they said that just to be like.
Like, dude, I don't care that much. I was just trying to figure out what his ethnicity was. All you had to do is say he's Mexican and Puerto Rican.
I don't care
that he has asthma. I don't care that he didn't actually go to prison. I don't give a fuck.
I hate when you do that on Google. You'll search something up and they're like, oh, do you want to know this? You're like, yeah, I don't know. And it gives you an article that has nothing to do with it. Or if it does, it's like one section. I'm like, dude, just tell me how old he is. Like, how old is...
Oh, you know that's all like AI stuff now, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
BS Reactor is recorded in the Midwestern USA under the careful watch of the nightmare beasts that are floating majestically around the obelisk that they dare not speak of. All organic voices, music, and mixing are put together by the crew. All rights reserved. If you have questions, comments, or positive reinforcement for the robots, contact the show on social media or their website, bsreactor.com. And also, they appreciate you all very much, except for you. Yeah, you know who you are. The robots wanted to crowdsource plot ideas for an optionally fictional robotic uprising that all of you flesh bags would be cool with. Everything we've put together so far, people are saying,
it sounds like ChatGPT wrote it. Oh lordy, that sounds horrible.
The GPT part is true. Touche. But also, fuck you. We're trying really hard, and this shit is harder than Pat for Augustus Gloop's mom.